not ashamed to fall down on my knees. Cry out so you can see. See, all I want to be is all yours.
I lift my hands as high as they will go, as a sign to let you know. All I want to be is all yours.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
Came on today. I just want to come on real quickly just to discuss our family has a nonprofit. The name of our nonprofit is Power of Two Inc. And what we provide will be okay. First of all, let me tell you how it all got started. Power 2 came about to when my daughter, Shatoria, a.k.a. Shay, she passed away 11/29/2006 at 11 years old. So that's where this podcast also came from. But I wanted to say that, so my other daughter, which V and Shay are twins, they're fraternal twins. Shay passed away 11/29/2006, as I said before. So, my daughter, V, and I decided we wanted to do something, in remembrance of Shatoria. And also we wanted to do something, to help families, you know, to deal with grief, just as we went through the process. And, you know, it's an ongoing process, you know, but it does get better with time. So we wanted to provide a service to families to, you know, that have lost a child or a spouse or whatever it may be. Doesn't have to be just children. So we wanted to provide a service. We wanted to provide an outreach. We wanted to provide everything that was resourced to us when Shay went home to be with the Lord. So we wanted to provide that same service to others. So we wanted to give back. And so within the African American community that we've seen, that they don't reach out for help. Some just cope with it in other avenues, you know, so it could addiction or whatever the case may be. They handle it in other areas in besides the positive. So, and also, a lot of our community, they don't know how, where to, you know, who to reach out to or whatever the case may be. So they just go on with life. So what we decided to do is we wanted to provide the resources that were given to us at Children's Hospital here in Dallas. When Shay, the night she passed away, or even before she transitioned, there was a counselor came up. It was like, hey, set up counseling for your daughter. And also, my daughters have other siblings by their father. So they set up counseling. They set up, also provided us outreach. They connected us with people with the Camp Soul, provided a camp for us to go to every year, where the kids would, not even just the kids, but the parents also, that we connected with people who have lost children. And so we would have groups set up by age, and they were able to talk to professional counselors. We would also have fun. We would also meet families that have gone through the same thing. So we were, and I give it all to God, because soon as she was getting ready to transition, or they already knew or prepared, they provided the resources for us before we left the hospital. So we wanted to provide those same resources. So we were thinking, and this was back, I think V was middle school, high school. And so we were trying to figure out, okay, how do we go by getting a nonprofit? You know, we were reaching out to people. Nobody wanted to help us. We were trying to figure out. So, you know, we were hitting a roadblock. So we, it just put us at a stump because we didn't know where to go, you know. So, you know, and that was back then. So now, so my daughter was like, Mom, we got to start it now. For real, we got to. So we ended up watching a video, and this guy was saying that he has a nonprofit. And he was like, this is who helped him. Okay, this is that. So we ended up giving his number. So we got his number. I contacted him the same day. He emailed or called me back, whichever one. But either way it go, he contacted me the next day. And he was asking me, you know, what were we needing? You know, this is and that. So I let him know, hey, he said, I can help you. A few days later, my daughter and I were in his office in Lancaster, Texas. We were in his office, and we were telling him, you know, what we wanted to provide for the nonprofit, and this is and that. So, hey, he got it, wrote it up, told us it's going to be this. He put everything down. And the thing is that the blessing that we didn't have to pay everything up front. He broke it up to where we could just pay it out, blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, come August of 2020, when, you know, that was during the pandemic. So, this is what we were doing during the pandemic. And so he, we were officially a nonprofit August 2020. So officially. So, so after that, we were like, okay, we have this idea. We want to do this, whatever, whatever. But it wasn't too much that we can do during the pandemic. So, you know, we had to be, you know, wait till some stuff opened up. We had to do this, and that. So that put us at a roadblock again. And so then life happened, and this is and that and that. But, you know, things happen. So the end of, like, September, October last year, my daughter, myself, and it's a family nonprofit. So my daughter, myself, my cousin, my sister, and my daughter's sister, we're all working together. And the family, other family members will come on board. But right now, it's us. So we decided, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're writing everything out. And a lot of the big things that we want to do requires funding. So we're trying to come up with ideas. You know, we were just getting everything written out. And so we ended up this year, was it January, February? January, February, we ended up having our first official meeting. And so we met before we even got together. I had already had brainstorming, and, you know, we already had wrote some of the ideas that we were thinking about down. And when we got to our meeting, were coming up with more ideas. So we were coming up with things that would provide us funding, you know, to help us do some of the things that we want to do. But anyway, so the bigger things that we want to do requires funding. So right now we are in the process of getting a grant writer, finding a grant writer. One thing that I can say that a lot of people don't want to help you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ask questions, they don't know, but and you know they've gone through the process, they don't want to help you. So right now, we're reaching out to different people that we know. Found one lady, she's going to help us. So we're just trying to come up with someone to help us get the grant for the funding that we need. So so we could provide everything that was provided to us. And so we want to do a camp as well. We want to, I know we're going to provide counseling. We're going to have volunteer counselors on site that will provide counseling for families. Families, you can do families, it's going to be counseling widows, children, families, you know, it's just, we're going to have counselors, volunteer counselors on site that will provide counseling for the families free of charge. We're also going to provide, because grief happens, and when grief happens, a lot of people handle it differently. And so, especially children, they, you know, grades begin to fall, you know, certain things happen. So we want to tackle every aspect that, you know, when grief takes place, you know, depression, grades, you know, social, everything. So we want to attack every area. So we're going to provide tutoring for children that, you know, are suffering academically due to the loss. We're going to provide, as I said, counselors on site. We're going to provide, they'll be able to have group counseling. They'll be able to have individual counseling. Whatever the case may be, we're also going to provide we have a insurance agent on site, because a lot of these families that have lost loved ones didn't have insurance. So we want them to be prepared in that area as well. You know, Lord forbid, but we all know we have to go. We all know we will leave this earth. So we will have an agent on staff that will be able to, hey, get insurance coverage for your family, counseling for your family. We're going to have tutoring. We're going to have, also, we're going to have activities for the children. We're going to do events. We're going to have a health fair. Because a lot of people with grief, they suffer from the inside, and that causes health problems. And a lot of our people, you know, they don't have insurance, or they can't afford the co-pays. So we're going to cover every aspect of life that affects you within grief. So every aspect. So we'll have doctors on, you know, I have my aunt, she's a nurse practitioner. You know, we have insurance. We're going to have counseling, tutoring, everything that will be provided for the families of those going through grief, you know. And so we're just attacking every aspect of life that has been affected by grief. And we don't want to leave anything out. If I left anything out, I will do another video of what I left out. But we're, so if anybody that is listening, if you know anyone that grant write or know someone who does, or if you do it, please reach out to me and I will reach back out to you. That will be some, you know, of a help for us. We also, because we want to have an office where everything will be done, you know, all activities and everything will be done there. So, right now we're just in the aspects of raising funds. We have our first event, which we're thinking of having one in May. We're going to see if we're able to get the facility that we need for this event. And again, all the nonprofit events that we have are free. Only thing that we may charge you is a registration fee. But other than that, everything will be free and provided to the families where they won't even have to worry about it. But our first event will be June 8th. We are having a 3-on-3 basketball tournament in DeSoto, Texas. We're looking for 8 teams. It could be male, it be co-ed, however you want to do it. If anyone is interested, please reach out to me here and I will provide the information that you need. What else am I leaving out? So that is our first event and we're going to have food trucks on site. We're going to have, the tournament. That's it. So, if anyone is interested, please reach out to me here and I will reply. We're excited about what God is doing. We're writing the vision and making it plain. So, what we want to do and desire to do, we write it out and we write the vision and make it plain, and we allow God to, you know, to be in the midst of everything that we do. We want him to be in the forefront. We want it to be unto him. So every idea that we come up with or God gives us, we're going to submit it unto him. And so if any of my listeners know of any counselors or grief counselor, please reach out to me here. The more the merrier. We're just trying to make this thing grow. We're just trying to provide healing for the community, where healing can begin. 'Cause life doesn't stop at grief, but some people's lives do, and we don't want them to get stopped and get stuck in depression. We want them to receive the healing that is provided to them by God. So, again, if anyone needs to reach me, they can at 469. Hold on, y'all. Let me get my number because I'll be forgetting it. Hold on, y'all. Please wait a minute. 469. Let me get my number. Again, if anyone needs to reach out to me, if you want to volunteer for counseling, if you want to join if you want to put a team in, please reach out to me at 469-645-8819. 469-645-8819. And reach out to me there, and I pray that this blesses you. I pray that, you know, we receive responses, even if you need the services that we are providing. Please reach out at 469-645-8819, and we will get back in contact with you. You can leave questions here on the podcast. But again, we are so excited for what God is doing, for the power of two, and the family. So again, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for listening. We thank you for being a part of Grief and Healing. And we just excited. So keep us in prayer. Keep us lifted up as we go forward in God for the healing of our community. Thank you.